We're getting bigger by doing it right. This is the highly successful sound of CelticaRadio.com.
This is Broken City Skyline, a Bregen-based band made up of three brothers and one friend. So tell us to begin with, which one are you?
Hi, I'm Tony, I play bass.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the band and how three brothers came to play in the same band?
Well, 4 years ago in the summer of 2002, friends from school joined the band, and we all started playing in the garage, just doing a few practices now and again.
Right.
Then we had our first gig in the Brunel in Pontyclun.
Mm.
Then after that, it all went a bit quiet, and a few people left, so we had to replace their members. And then we ended up with Alan's two brothers joining with us.
Right. So tell us, what about your musical influences?
We're all into the old stuff like Led Zeppelin and The Who, but also we like a lot of modern stuff like Heathen Cambria, Incubus, the Mars of Ultra, and Snow Patrol. And there's also a bit of jazz and classical blues influences in there.
Okay. Now, you've just recorded your debut EP, First Signs of Sunrise. What are you hoping to achieve by releasing this CD?
Well, we're hoping to get a bigger fan base and get some more gigs and hopefully get more noticed around the area.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us anything about this first song?
Well, we wanted to write something that people could dance to, and then we came up with that song.
Broken City Skyline and Walking Away. We're now joined by Alan Bowen. Tell us, Alan, how did you get involved in the band?
Well, along with Anthony, who just spoke, I was one of the founding members of the band. Me and Annie have been in there for about 3-4 years now.
Tell us, do you enjoy the recording process, Alan?
Yeah, it was really good. We recorded in CD now in Eltec. Gareth and Matthew, two of the guys there, helps a lot. I'm doing music tech in school, so
right.
You know, I'm really into it, like recording in the house.
So you've got all the technology at home then?
Yeah, I've got Pro Tools on the computer, a couple of mics. So
pretty good. What are you doing at the moment to promote the album?
We have a release party on September the 21st. It's in my stake, Harlequins. So you know, if anyone's listening, pop down. We're also sending off demos to try and get more gigs, putting posters up,
right,
things like that.
Where will people be able to get hold of the EP that you've very kindly sent us?
Well, the jungle in Bregen have helped us a lot. They're going to sell it for us. We're also going to be obviously selling our gigs, and you'll be able to get it through the website.
And of course, they can contact us here at Celtica Radio.
Yes, definitely.
So what about songwriting? Do you have any specific way of going about that, or is it different every time?
It's usually different every time. We all like writing songs, so either one of us comes up with an idea or something forms throughout jamming sessions, you know, in practice halls.
Right, okay. Well, let's listen to the second track on this EP. It's called On My Own. Come back, come back.
We'll be right back.
That's the second of the four tracks in the Broken City Skyline EP, On My Own. And we're now joined by the second of the three brothers, Mark, who's also the drummer. Hello, Mark, how you doing, mate?
All right.
Tell us, the music scene in Bridgend in South Wales seems to be improving all the time. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's really good because all the bands I like come from the area, like Funeral for a Friend, Bullet on My Valentine.
Yeah.
Lost Prophets, Adequate Seven, and The Automatic.
Right.
The success of these bands like can only do good things for the South Wales music scene by influencing other bands to start playing.
Okay. What improvements have you seen since you started?
Well, in Bridgend, there are a lot more venues with live music than 3 years ago.
Mm.
And the pubs are a lot more willing to book a room to put on a gig of your own, which is really good for new bands.
What about the advent of stations like Celtica Radio?
I think it's good because it's like promoting the other bands.
And of course we'll give you airplay when a lot of the big commercial radio operators aren't interested. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And talking of yeah, that's the title of the next track. Broken City Skyline with a track called Yeah. This is a special program from Celtica Radio recorded to coincide with the release of their first EP, The First Signs of Sunrise. We're now joined by the third of the three brothers who play in the band. That's Dewi Bowen. Hello, Dewi. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
So what's coming up this year? Have you got anything planned?
Yeah, we've just finished writing new material now. So we plan on making a CD later in the year.
Right.
And in the hope of to release it in January.
Right.
We also like to gig further afield. And next year we plan on putting together a tour and a gig swap with the bands we meet on the tour.
So where precisely are you thinking of gigging? Just all over the UK or in...
Further afield, like England, South England.
Right.
And further away in Wales.
And that notwithstanding, where do you see yourselves in a few years' time?
Well, we plan on playing a lot more gigs and that tour and recording more as well.
Right.
We plan on in the next few years.
Now, coming up, we've got the final song on the EP, the actual last one. It's called Feet on the Floor. Where did the lyrics come from?
The lyrics came from doing the PA in my state cricket club.
Right.
People were hanging around outside and causing trouble, as usual, and throwing things around.
Right.
Like rocks, stones, and a window actually got smashed. But it's about having your fun spoiled, really.
What, you mean having your fun spoiled in breaking windows?
No, in people causing trouble and ruining your fun.
Right, okay. I'm with you now. All right, well, gentlemen, thank you very much for taking time out to be interviewed. We wish you best of luck with the release of the album.
Thank you.
And don't forget, everybody, you can get the album from the Jungle Music Store. Many thanks to Lee David for helping you out with that too.
Thank you very much.
leaving this town. How many people does it make a dance floor? Well, in a minute, well, we'll see how many. Don't have to be drunk to dance.